AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. BNY closes 2% below its high on broad bank support, with volume only average. The financial services name added 3.6% in the week to 10 July, staying in a 62-week active trend, while diversified bank breadth remains much stronger than the wider sector. Research brief. BNY finished at 151.9 USD, just 2.0% below its 52-week high of 155.1 USD. After a 3.6% weekly gain and a 12.9% 12-week advance, the trend signal remains active. Price is 19.1% above the weekly trend line, and relative strength is positive. But the latest move came on 1.0x volume, leaving participation adequate rather than decisive. Key points. 1. BNY gained 3.6% for the week, 5.5% over 4 weeks, and 12.9% over 12 weeks, with the close at 95.0% of its 52-week range. 2. The weekly trend backdrop remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 62-week streak above the regime threshold. 3. Diversified bank context is supportive. Industry trend breadth is 94.4%, activity pressure breadth is 100.0%, and relative strength breadth is 88.9%. 4. Volume was 17.8 million shares versus a 13-week average of 18.6 million, a neutral 1.0x read rather than a clear participation break. 5. Risk is moderated by 2.2% recent weekly volatility and a 35-17 positive to negative week split, but 15 reversal markers argue for watching exhaustion near the high. Price action keeps the high in view. BNY closed the week of 10 July at 151.9 USD, up 3.6%. Leaving the stock only 2.0% below its 52-week high of 155.1 USD. The move adds to a constructive sequence: 5.5% over 4 weeks, 12.9% over 12 weeks, 28.7% over 26 weeks, and 65.1% across the full 52-week window. The close sits at 95.0% of the yearly range, far above the 91.65 USD 52-week low. It also stands 19.1% above the ShareMaestro weekly trend line at 127.5 USD. While the 86.6% premium to fair value at 81.40 USD shows a large valuation distance. That premium can reflect persistent demand, but it also raises the importance of confirmation if the stock presses toward new highs. Signal state is constructive, but not freshly triggered. The trend signal remains active, with a 62-week active streak and 100.0% trend breadth across the last 52 weeks. Market dynamics are also positive, with activity pressure at 1.40 and the latest expectancy reading positive at 62.52%. The signal mix is not one-sided. Activity pressure is positive. But the latest state does not show a fresh trigger, and volume is neutral. ShareMaestro's composite score of 77 places the stock in a strong but not risk-free setup, where continuation evidence matters more as price trades close to the top of its annual range. Banks are doing more work than the wider financial services sector. The sector backdrop is mixed but not hostile. In U.S. financial services, the group averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, 5.0% over 4 weeks, and 5.7% over 12 weeks. Sector trend breadth is only 50.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 45.0%, even though activity pressure breadth is high at 84.0%. The industry view is much firmer. In U.S. banks diversified, BNY's 3.6% weekly return beat the 2.0% industry average and ranked third among 18 names for the week. Industry trend breadth is 94.4%, market dynamics breadth is 100.0%, and relative strength breadth is 88.9%, giving BNY a stronger peer foundation than the broader financial services sector provides. Volume confirms participation, not intensity. Latest weekly volume was 17.8 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average of 18.6 million and the 52-week average of 17.5 million. The 1.0x volume ratio keeps participation neutral. There was enough activity to support the weekly gain, but not enough to call the move a volume-led breakout. Recent volume history also cuts both ways. The 26 June week saw 31.9 million shares, with a flat return, while the latest two positive weeks came on 12.0 million and 17.8 million shares. That pattern suggests demand remains present, but a higher participation week would strengthen the case that buyers are willing to chase price near the high. Risk and what to watch next. Risk metrics remain contained. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.2%, below the 52-week level of 2.5%. And the 52-week split shows 35 positive weeks against 17 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have gained 2.4%, compared with an average loss of 1.8% on down weeks. The main risk is positioning near the high after a strong 52-week advance and a large fair value premium. The 15 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape are a reminder that near-high advances can lose urgency quickly. Next, the key checks are whether price can challenge 155.1 USD without fading. Whether the trend line at 127.5 USD continues to rise beneath the move. And whether volume expands above the current 1.0x participation baseline. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.